Marketing for a nonprofit isn't about selling. It's about messaging. It's how we stay connected with our donors, our volunteers, and the people we serve. It's how we invite new people to become part of our mission. But sometimes it can feel never ending. There's always another post to write, another story to tell, another update to share. And while I work hard to do all things marketing, there are definitely parts I dread, like creating and scheduling content for social media, or remembering how many times I need to talk about something so people actually hear it. That's where Engie comes in. Engie feels like a marketing partner who really gets me. It helps me figure out what to say, when to say it, and how to engage my audience in a way that feels true to my brand. It even helps me write everything in my voice and puts it all together in one big calendar so I can see how it's all going to play out. I can track what's working, plan what's next, and actually feel confident about my marketing. And I love the extras, like the monthly group coaching calls with experts, the simple social media scheduler, and the AI blog writer that makes creating content so much easier. So if you're ready for marketing to finally make sense, check out the link in the show notes. Trust me, you're going to love it. One of my favorite tools I use for my business, and one that I think all nonprofits can use, is Flowdesk. They make it so easy to send out mass emails. It takes me just a few minutes, and I can send out as many as I want. Why? Because Flowdesk only uses flat pricing. That means the same fee no matter how many subscribers you have or how many emails you send. Not only that, but they have the most beautiful and easy to use templates to use when creating an email. It's no longer stressful or time consuming. It also has amazing other tools like workflows and checkout for selling products, but that's a whole other podcast episode. In the meantime, go to my show notes for my link and start your free trial to check it out. Want to get half off for a full year? Make sure to use my link. Yes, that's a full year at half off. Go check it out now. I'm going to go back to the fun part because I just want to tell everybody what you did for your first meeting as president. She had a flash mob.
Yes, I did. So shout out to Nikki with Dallas Flashers. That was like a 2 month long planning, trying to make sure that we kept it secret. We coordinated with our venue and everything. And it was really great. It was a lot of fun to have a flash mob for my first official meeting.
I mean, that's a way to kick off your presidential year, right?
Yes.
Welcome to the Nonprofit Nook, the podcast for nonprofit leaders, board members, and community changemakers who want to build stronger, smarter organizations. I'm your host, Wendy Kidd, a longtime business owner and nonprofit leader, and I'm here to bring you real talk, real tools, and real stories to help you thrive in the nonprofit world. I'll be talking with local nonprofit leaders, community changemakers, and experts in everything from board development to fundraising and digital tools, sharing real stories and simple strategies you can actually use. Because running a nonprofit is hard, but you don't have to do it alone. Let's get started. All right, everybody, we are here again with the Nonprofit Nook. And today I am joined by Stephanie Talley, the 2025-2026 president of the Rotary Club of McKinney. She's a proud Rotarian for 9 years. Stephanie has worn many hats in the club, serving as president-elect, secretary, youth services chair, PR chair, and even parade chair. I love that title. I kind of want that title. She's also a member of the Paul Harris Society, showing her deep commitment to Rotary's mission of service. Outside of Rotary, Stephanie is the owner and director of Academics Plus, McKinney's very first learning center, which has been helping K-12 students of all abilities reach their potential since 1991. In fact, in 2025, Academics Plus was named Small Business of the Year by the McKinney Chamber of Commerce, and Stephanie serves on the boards of both the McKinney Chamber and Volunteer McKinney, continuing her passion for education and the community service. With a bachelor's degree in elementary education, a master's degree in psychology, and currently pursuing her PhD in educational psychology at East Texas A&M University, Stephanie brings a wealth of knowledge to everything she does, all while being a dedicated wife, mom to two boys, and caretaker of a cat and dog who keep life interesting. Welcome, Ms. Stephanie Talley.
Thanks. That was a lot.
Did you even realize you were doing that much?
I was like, oh, no.
No, Stephanie is here as part of our Spotlight series and talking about the McKinney Rotary Club. She has been trying to get me to be a member of McKinney Rotary, as several people have. I'm definitely going to have to go to a meeting one of these days. But I really wanted to learn more about Rotary, and Stephanie is the expert. So, Miss Stephanie, tell me a little bit about McKinney Rotary, if you can, and how and when it got started.
Yes, of course. So Rotary as an organization is an international organization.
Okay.
And so Rotary was started in 1905 by an attorney named Paul Harris in Chicago. And Club One is still alive and kicking. You can go out there and visit and all the things. Our club was chartered by the Rotary Club of Dallas in 1919. Just over here in downtown McKinney at the Commercial Hotel, which is the building where El Mejor and
I love that building.
Patrick Cloutier's office. Yep. All of that. That's where our first meetings were. But Rotary is the world's first service organization. It is the largest service organization that is non-governmental, non-political, non-religious. It is just humanitarian aid. And it has 7 different areas of focus, and we serve our local community as well as internationally. So our club was actually involved, since we've been in McKinney for 106 years, we were involved in the formation of the Collin County Boys and Girls Clubs. We have donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to student scholarships, to grants to local nonprofits, to disaster relief, and then numerous projects internationally as well.
That is so cool. So what led you to Rotary? How did you get involved?
Well, I got involved. It's funny. I grew up in Northern California, and there is a Rotary Club in my hometown. I did not know about it or what it was. I actually did, in our high school choir, performed for them several times, but again, I didn't know what it was. When I moved out here and started working at Academics Plus, our founder, Melinda Krenwelge, she and her dad are both Rotarians, and they are both past presidents of McKinney Rotary. And I ended up taking over the business from her, and her first advice to me was join a service club. So she told me to go visit all of the service clubs, and I did. I went to Kiwanis and to both Lions and to both Rotaries, and somehow ended up in the same club that she used to be in.
Like draws to like.
Yep. But so I joined for business, and you know, I have gotten some business out of Rotary, but really it's the community involvement and the service and really the friendships. Like, I just love it. It's my happy place.
So. Yeah. It's good people. It's a close-knit group.
It really is.
How many members do you guys have?
We have 72 members.
Wow. Okay. Yes. There you go. I like that number. That's a good number. You actually get to know everybody versus you don't even see each other at a meeting kind of a thing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And we're growing. We've grown quite a bit in the last 5 years. And it's a great group. Great people.
So Rotary basically gives money and does services for other nonprofits. Am I understanding that right?
Yes. Or to people in need directly.
Okay.
So we do, like, for example, right now with the flooding in the Kerrville area, the Rotary District out there, District 5840, is heading up efforts where Rotarians are going and volunteering, helping with cleanup, helping with disaster relief, and purchasing supplies and all of that. And so while right now we don't have anybody personally there, we were able to donate through that Rotary District to kind of help support that as well. So
that's awesome. Yeah. Those people need it so much right now.
Right.
It's just still so much going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
sure.
how do you stay in touch with who needs what around here? How do you stay in touch with what nonprofits you're going to serve and what they need?
Well, you know, a lot of it is communication, right? At a basic level, that we have a website, we have social media, we have an email bulletin that we blast out. We definitely like to be involved with nonprofits and have nonprofits come speak to us. We have good partnerships already that have been established with nonprofits. We do MEF scholarships. But additionally, in terms of kind of finding nonprofits, our membership is a big part of that. We have a lot of members that are serving on other nonprofit boards that know other people. We're a big part of the McKinney Chamber. McKinney Rotary is a member of the Chamber, and we have many of our membership that's part of that. And so a lot of it is just that collaboration between our membership as well.
Awesome. And so Tell me a little bit about if you have maybe a success story or two. I always like to hear these good stories everybody has.
Yes, I came prepared with this. I have two good success stories.
I love it.
Stories,
so. I love that you have notes and everything.
I know. I'm a planner. So one of our, for kind of a service success story that was really exciting. So a few years back, the Bonnie Wink Park All Abilities Playground was an initiative of the Sunrise McKinney Rotary Club. And so our club helped partner with them and promoted that. So a couple of years ago, when James Bresnahan was our president, he said, I want to do another large scale project. And so he formed a committee and we started looking into different options. We talked to the city, we talked to a few different nonprofits, and we connected with Direction 613, and they provide housing and services and mentorship for children that age out of foster care.
Yeah.
And they're a pretty large organization, but they are growing and needing more space, and they have some land. They call it the farm way off, you know, North McKinney.
I've driven past it.
Yeah. So they're wanting to build some additional housing, and they were just launching their capital campaign at the time. And so we partnered with them and said, we will match the first $100,000 that you raise. And so this past year, they met that, and we were able to go present them with a check.
Oh,
and
that's so cool.
One of the first houses they build is going to be called the McKinney Rotary Home.
Oh, so, I love that.
Yeah, so we're really excited about that. That was very cool. But that was, you know, a couple years long effort. It took a lot of, you know, collaboration and seeking out opportunities and trying to make sure that we were able to have an impact where it was needed.
Collaboration is key.
Yeah,
for always, sure. Always.
Yeah. But kind of at the club level, like personal success there is that we, first of all, during COVID, we actually gained a couple members that year, which was interesting. That was not kind of typical, but that was very cool. But in the last 5 years, we've had a 22% increase in our membership.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, a lot of that is attributed to the leadership taking a really, making membership a priority. So we've done a lot of things where we created a dedicated programs committee to make sure we're vetting our speakers and trying to provide high quality programming. We've been trying to seek out people in the community to invite to our club. We have been seeking younger members, women, people of color, and just trying to diversify and find, you know, what is it that we don't have yet and how can we be more representative of the community. And also just having more fun. We have socials and we have fun meetings, and we really are a tight-knit group. Like, we grieve together when someone loses someone, and we, you know, celebrate together when good things happen. And it's just, they're just, you know, it's our little family. It really is.
I love that so much. Yeah. I'm going to go back to the fun part, because I just want to tell everybody what you did for your first meeting as president. She had a flash mob.
Yes, I did. So shout out to Nikki with Dallas Flashers. That was like a 2 month long planning, you know, trying to make sure that we kept it secret. We coordinated with our venue and everything. And it was really great. It was a lot of fun to have a flash mob for my first official meeting.
I mean, that's a way to kick off your presidential year, right?
Yes. Well, and it was great too, because we had the flash mob, and that was a lot of fun. We had our district governor and several district representatives come induct our new officers. We had kind of serious stuff too. And then we also had our international grants person share that we actually just announced we were approved for a global grant through Rotary International.
Very cool.
Which, yeah, this has been, again, a couple years in the making, because it takes a while to build up the funds and to coordinate with overseas clubs and all of that. And so it's going to be a $148,000 grant to build a facility for a nonprofit in India called Hands of Hope that supports people and children with disabilities.
That's so cool.
Yeah. So we got to announce that too, my first day. It was a great first week of Rotary.
That's the way to do it, Fred. Yeah. Way to do it. Okay, well, so I always ask, what do you wish people would understand more about your organization or the people you serve?
I mean, for me, like, I'm always trying to convey, like, oh yeah, Rotary's great. And it's hard to put into words, like, how you feel about it when you're a part of it.
Yeah.
It's not just a group that you belong to. It's not just a club that you have a membership in. Like, it really is a family. That's kind of the closest thing I can relate it to, is like, these are my best friends. These are mentors. The leadership skills that I've developed in being part of this club, just so many different things. I've literally gotten to meet new people and friends around the world. And it's connected me here in McKinney as well. And just getting to work with amazing people. So that's something that, I don't know. It's
it's pretty high recommendation right there.
Right. Yeah, I know. And I'm always like, join Rotary. And they're like, okay, whatever. What is that? And I'm like, I don't know how to explain. It's just the best thing. It's so wonderful. So that's what I wish people would understand, is that it's great. You know, if you want to find your people, like, come find us.
I think it sounds like it's a great group of people who not only care about each other, but their community. And I think the thing that people don't realize is how invested they are in the community. So, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
What do you wish people, because I know you do a lot of nonprofit stuff, what do you wish people understood about nonprofits in general?
I think how much work they are. I feel like nonprofit leadership, like, I just admire the heck out of them. They are amazing. Our club is 100% volunteer run. So we do not have any paid staff. Most Rotary clubs don't have paid staff except for some of the larger ones. And, you know, just out of necessity. But just having a small club and having to run that, and I see all the work that our entire board puts into that. I know executive directors and nonprofit staff put in a lot of work. They're not there for the money. They're there because they are passionate about something. And I think that's important to remember.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So now that we've sold the heck out of it, how can people get more involved with Rotary?
Okay, so many ways. So first thing is come to our meetings. So we meet every Friday from 11:45 to 1 at Rick's Chop House. Shout out to Rick's. They are amazing hosts for us as our venue. So upstairs in the ballroom. Mm-hmm. So come find us. Come meet with us. We'd love to have you as guests. Also, we have a monthly social at Tupps. And
I just got the invite. Thanks for adding me to the email newsletter.
Yep. So we meet, it's called Third Thirsty Thursdays, and from 5 to 7 at Tupps on the third Thursday, everybody shows up, and if you want to drink or you want to eat, you pay for your own way, but we just hang out and have fun to socialize. So that's great. Also, our biggest fundraiser, this is something that a lot of people in McKinney are probably aware of but may or may not connect it to us, is our flag program. So all the flags that you see go up around town in front of businesses and people's homes around 4th of July and major flag holidays, those are your Rotary clubs.
Yeah.
So you can pay a flat fee for the year, and for 7 different flag holidays, we will bring a flag out and put it in front of your house or your business, and then we'll pick it up and store it for you, and we'll do that throughout the year. And that is what, all that money goes directly into our foundation. And that is how we're able to fund grants for nonprofits and do some of these large scale projects. It also funds our scholarships and all of those things. So,
do your board members have to all go out and put flags out?
Actually, we have a team. We do outsource it a bit. And we actually work with other nonprofits like Boy Scouts and Girl Scout groups. That can actually earn money for their nonprofit helping us with that. So it's kind of a big, large-scale coordinated effort, but we do have a team of people. And yes, Rotarians sometimes do go out and put out flags. So.
That's a lot of work. A lot of work.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Okay, so where can people find out more info on your organization? Where can they see Rotary?
So our website is mckinneyrotary.org, and that has all our info about our meetings and everything else. You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. All are just at McKinney Rotary.
Oh, easy. Easy peasy.
Right?
All right. Yeah. Well, is there anything that we haven't talked about that we should talk about that people need to know? What have I missed?
I don't know. Just come to Rotary. Join us. And if you don't come to ours, go to somebody else's. Like, Rotary's awesome, and it's everywhere. When you travel, you can visit Rotary clubs. I mean, it's just really cool thing. So
if somebody's new to McKinney, they just need to go visit and go to lunch or go to happy hour and decide if they want to join.
Yeah, absolutely. We'd love to have you.
There you go. All right, cool.
When are you coming, Wendy?
I'm going to check the calendar.
All right, Wendy's coming next Friday. Everybody be there.
Nope, this is going out at the end of August, maybe in September. So haven't done it by then, you can, you know, tell everybody on social media, yeah, Wendy still hasn't come. So yeah,
you'll have to just come several times so that when they eventually listen to it, you're still there.
Yeah, exactly.
Sounds good.
Well, cool. Well, thank you so much, Miss Stephanie, for joining me and talking about all things Rotary. I hope everybody learned as much as I did. And because I knew knew a bit from hanging out with you so much, but didn't know all of the things. So thank you for sharing.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's been great.
Cool. Well, thanks for joining us, everybody, and we'll see you soon. Thanks for listening to the Nonprofit Nook. We're building better nonprofits together. If you found today's episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with other nonprofit leaders who need support. Follow the Nonprofit Nook on social media and sign up for our email list for extra tips and updates. You can also visit thenonprofitnook.com to see the show notes and leave a comment telling me what topics you want next. Your feedback shapes the show. See you next time!